From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. Shrek the Musical, a young audience's version, raises the curtain this Wednesday night at Mill Mountain Theater and runs through a Sunday matinee for the next 2 weeks until August 10th. Joy Janeway is directing Shrek the Musical at Mill Mountain.
I kind of come to shows as a director from a choreographer standpoint, very movement-based. Musicals are just full of so much joy, and getting kids to be able to do things that they had no idea they were able to do is just like the best feeling in the world.
At the Taubman Museum of Art on Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m., a conversation with the collector, David R. Goode, the retired president and CEO of Norfolk Southern, will discuss his works on view now at the Taubman, in awe of the Iron Horse, trains in the collection of David R. and Susan S. Goode. It's the second and last weekend for Leaving Iowa at Showtimers Community Theater in Roanoke, a comedy about looking back to those family road trips in the car. Remember those? Krista Woomer plays Mom.
Mom and Dad, and then brother and a sister, Don and Sis, and then there's one guy and one lady who play multiple characters that they meet.
It's the second of 3 weekends for the musical comedy classic Guys and Dolls at Attic Productions in Fincastle. Director James Honaker and his crew, especially the choreographer, have created a must-see play.
It was called one of the greatest musicals of all time when it first came out on Broadway. And then, of course, the movie starred Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra. A great story about opposites do attract and love can be found in strange places.
Luck Be a Lady is one of the classic songs in Guys and Dolls, which was based on Damon Runyon's stories. It's the first Friday of the month this week, so the Taubman Museum and Downtown Galleries will be open later than usual. Art on First has a new show, Home, with an opening reception this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. Works in any medium that may communicate home to the artist and to you. Total Action for Progress, TAP, presents Talent in the Star, a youth talent showcase at Jefferson Center this Friday night. It's free. 10th grader Arison Labiri also performed as a hip-hop dancer at last year's Talent in the Star.
Hearing the music start and then being able to actually dance and show people what I do and what I made was definitely very exciting, and I'm very happy to express my music and that what I listen to and my form of art that I like to do.
At Dr. Pepper Park this Friday night, Seven Summers, a Morgan Wallen tribute band. The Big Lick Conspiracy Improv Comedy Troupe at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday night. Blacksburg's annual Steppin' Out Street Festival is this Saturday and Sunday. This Friday, August 1st, and again on August 15th at the Eye Planetarium inside the Science Museum of Western Virginia, the Eye presents Dark Side of the Dome, billed as an ultra-modern take on the classic laser light show. Tickets on the Science Museum website. And if you're into the rumble and roar of drum corps, the Summer Music Games of Southwest Virginia at Salem Stadium returns this Wednesday night. It features 8 elite drum corps from all over the country. It's also a fundraiser for the Pride of Salem Marching Band at the high school. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Cindy Peterson, Executive Director of the Taubman Museum of Art. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. As the largest art museum in Southwest Virginia, and with free general admission, the Taubman Museum offers art-based discovery, learning, and enjoyment for all ages. Learn more at taubmanmuseum.org.